This is the sound of the Gig List Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Gig List Podcast, showcasing the most important, rising, breakthrough, and established musical artists. This week, we have on Kiwi Junior, a band not to be missed, all the way from Canada. Check this interview out of Gig List.
The Gig List Podcast with Rob Smith.
We're here, Gullivers. How excited are you to be playing the third leg of your UK tour?
Fourth show. We're excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about the UK in general? What are your experiences of gigging so far here?
We've had great gigs. We haven't had like any time to do anything other than just drive and get to a hotel and then go to the gig, basically. So, yeah, but it's been fun. Shows have been good.
Good. How about your name, Kiwi Junior? Where'd you get that from?
We were just called Kiwi for a while, and then we had to change it. We just chose Kiwi Junior. There were other ones. We were going to do Kiwi German. There's one. Kiwi.
Kiwi Club.
Kiwi Club. We ended up naming our record, but our little imprint that, whatever it is, but Kiwi Bikini.
That was Brian's.
Did you all have, like, bucket and just throw loads of names in there while...
No, we had to decide really quickly because it was for a gig that night.
So you were designing like the gig promo poster and then you just...
We got to the show and then the promoter was like, hey, you can't keep going as Kiwi, basically. We should think about changing that before we sign up.
Before we put you on. Right before. So, like, obviously there's a lot of musical artists come out of Canada, like Drake, Justin Bieber, just to name a few. How big is the music scene over there compared to here? How different do you find it?
I don't know about the pop world, like the Biebers and the Drakes. I don't know if you guys have a Drake equivalent over here. I guess Adele.
Yeah.
She's pretty massive.
Yeah.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Oh, yeah, he's from over here. Yeah. But yeah, you guys obviously have tons of great indie rock bands and guitar bands dating way back. That we all really liked growing up and stuff too, you know.
And in terms of influences, do you guys have like heavy influences kind of based here or all
over?
Yeah,
a lot of great UK bands we reference all the time. Big Rolling Stones fans.
Yep.
Yeah. Elvis Costello.
Kinks.
Tons of 60s groups.
Yeah, all the way up into like, you know, the
Wedding Present.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all that stuff.
Robert Hitchcock.
Yeah, there's lots of artists from here that we like.
And in terms of like how you made your sound, like did you guys just all kind of get into a practice room and then say, oh yeah, we're gonna try and be indie, or did you just get together and it kind of happened?
Well, I don't think there was much of a discussion in terms of genre. It wasn't like, are we gonna make a country band?
I was pushing for a sort of rap country, but it didn't fly.
Florida Georgia Line influence. That's the kind of music we listen to, so it's natural.
Naturally comes out when we start playing.
Yeah. It's what I would want to listen to, so, you know.
Yeah, make what you want to listen to, so.
Exactly.
It's no brainer, really, in there. So, you got like a little koi fish as your kind of mascot. Are you going to bring that like into merchandise and get like pin badges of it and stuff like that?
We have all that.
We have shirts and badges. We actually have a backdrop that my friend painted as well. So yeah, we're leaning hard on the catfish.
So that's kind of your mascot, and going forwards, that's what, like, are you all going to be kind of wearing catfish t-shirts?
No,
we've been trying to get one of us to wear the shirt on stage just to pump sales, but haven't done it yet.
So going forwards, like, obviously you've released your new track, well, new album as well. How has that been received?
It's been great. We've been getting really supportive press over here, especially.
Yeah.
Print media has been very kind to us, magazines and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say we are received, maybe even a little better received over here than we are at home.
Yeah, I think the UK took to it a little bit quicker.
Guitar bands are more prevalent.
Yeah, it's quite common. In my experience, or like from what I see, that the UK latches on to bands quicker. They're sort of the first ones to get into it. We never see home again.
Yeah, and then Football Money, obviously the name of the title, where did that come from?
Well, that's one of the tracks, it's called Football Money, and I read something where Neil Young, when he was deciding on record titles, just like goes through the songs on the album, like looks for a lyric that stands out, or a track title that stands out, and we kind of just did that, and Football Money, the two words together, just seem to fit.
So how do you guys write and record your music? Do you have a dedicated practice room? And it must be hard on the road as well.
Yeah, we're not on tour for very long, so we don't really are really concerned with writing on the road. But yeah, we have a space. We don't have our own space room, but we rent practice rooms all the time where we write. And then we don't really have a good recording setup or anything like that. We'll just go into a studio, pick away, gradually, hopefully build up to something.
Where did you guys record Football Money?
It was a studio in Toronto called Baldwin Street Sound, onto a 1-inch tape machine, I think.
Still living like in analog.
We tracked on right onto, like a lot of bands track digitally and then dump it onto a tape machine, but we tracked right onto the tape machine.
Wow.
It, you know, I, looking back, probably wouldn't do that again. A lot of mechanical errors and lost kick drums and stuff, but we got there.
So whose idea was the artwork? The guy in the mask?
We had different ideas. We're like, you know, that's the last thing that I want to put time into is artwork.
Oh, wow.
Right? It's more the songs that we're focused on. So we just hired a photographer. I don't know how we ended up with that.
You had a cool photo of our friend.
Yeah.
In a weird mask, and we basically just tried to recreate that photo. We chose to add the t-shirt that has the lyric from the first track.
It's just in my kitchen.
And yeah, we just took a photo in Jeremy's kitchen. And
that's it, in your kitchen, and that's it. Now it's famous.
I don't even live there anymore. It's my old kitchen.
So, what's been your best gig so far? Because obviously you've toured your own hometowns and stuff, America, UK.
I think we're always getting better, honestly. Like, the gigs are just getting better. Like, last night was great.
Yeah.
The night before, like, these UK shows have been definitely up there with some of our funnest.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We had a really fun gig in Toronto just shortly before we came over. It's almost like a mini festival called Long Winter. That was really, really fun for us as well. So that was awesome. But yeah, it's been, these shows have been really fun. It's been really refreshing in an unexpected way to run into people in Leeds who have somehow stumbled upon the record, whether it was through radio or through reading an article or something, and then they come up and they're like, oh, we really like it. It's just like really, really cool. So that's nice afterwards. So whether or not we played any better or not.
So who kind of writes the material and brings it all to the table and decides, kind of, do you have a kingpin?
There's a good mixture.
No, I write the
Jeremy
lyrics.
Jeremy does all the lyrics,
We usually write the music together, a lot of it.
Okay.
Go over it.
So, future plans, then? What are your next steps?
World domination.
What was the song we saw?
Champions
today?
Of Europe.
Champions of Europe.
Leeds. We saw some amazing graffiti when we were trying to leave Leeds. And it was hilarious because they had Leeds United were playing like maybe an hour before we were trying to leave, and the highway to come to Manchester and Leeds were like came together at the exact same point.
Crazy.
So we had about 20 minutes to just stare at a piece of graffiti that said Champions of Europe, Leeds. So we thought, hey, that could be our new mantra.
That's our next tour.
So that's what you're going to take away.
Yeah, exactly.
From all your experience over here is a little Leeds graffiti sign.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess now we'd have to say champions of UK and Europe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Right.
Yeah. So if everyone wants to kind of check out some of your stuff, like online, get in touch with you, where's best in terms of social media?
We're on the big three. There's we also have kiwijunior.com registered. We're all over the place. We got
YouTube.com.
Just open up your laptop and log on.
It's still the best way.
My failures are put out to pasture. I gaze through the window. There is still poetry there. We can forgive, but we can't forget. No, not when no one shuts up.
To kind of wrap a couple things up, I was just going to ask you guys questions, and I'd quite like an answer from all of you if you can. So if you were to be thrown onto a desert island and could only take one album, what album would it be?
What's that Steve Coogan joke where he says, oh yeah, he's like, my favorite Beatles album would have to be Best of the Beatles.
Desert Island album. That's hard. Definitely something relaxing, because obviously you're going to be very stressed out having.
No, I'm just going to.
If you're going to spend the rest of your life alone on a desert island.
I'll take Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks.
Nice. Good album.
I would do Room on Fire, Strokes.
Brian, you want to hear you next?
Desert Island album? Go with Stone Roses, self titled.
Mm. Very good album.
I would have to go with something by the Kinks. Probably Village Green Reservation. Okay. Yeah, probably that, but then I wouldn't get Waterloo Sunset. But yeah,
I'll take a best of.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I probably would take a best of. I always gave my dad a hard time when I was younger. He had all these CDs that were all best of.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, get the record.
Get the album.
And then you get, you know.
You miss out on some of the singles. And as well, if you could ban one song from ever being recorded and ever being radio played, what would it be?
Be My Baby.
Ooh, that was fast.
Well, I complain about it all the time.
Got a grudge against that one.
It just comes on.
It's overplayed. I'm going to go with Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I'd love to never hear that song again.
But yeah, Grant, thank you so much. Kiwi Junior.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming on the Gig List podcast. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Awesome.
The Gig List podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and never miss an episode.